a few minutes of your day and talking to us. Before we get into obviously the big news with you signing with Arizona State to wrestle, you've been busy since the end of state wrestling, which was obviously in the end of February, first part of March, that range. You've been doing some other things and had some success. Tell us what you've been doing in between then and now.
So after wrestling season, I switched to online school, and then I've just been training out in Pennsylvania with Penn State and David Taylor. He's the Olympic gold medalist from this last Olympics, and he has a club down there that I've been wrestling at. And I went with Team Wyoming to Iowa to the national duels, and I went 7-0 there. So, yeah, it's been pretty fun.
Well, that's pretty impressive because, I mean, those are the best of the best coming out of the high school, correct?
Yep.
You say that so casually, Harrison. Yeah, I went 7-0. No big deal. I mean, what was that experience like? I mean, you're wrestling some pretty tough competition. And Penn State, of course, a perennial. That had to be pretty neat.
Yeah, it was fun. That tournament, I walked in there, I knew it was going to be tough, but I just didn't want to think about it too much or else I'd get wigged out a little bit. So I wouldn't look at any of the brackets. I wouldn't look at the kids who I was wrestling. I'd just go out there. And then afterwards, the coaches were telling me, like, do you know who that kid was? I was like, nope.
Well, I guess it worked out. That was a good strategy. Yep. Well, tell us how the process played out that had you signing with the Sun Devils. That was just announced via social media this last week. And the Sun Devils, the reigning Pac-12 champs, and that's got to be a pretty exciting opportunity for you.
Yeah, so there's a guy that's on the board there that and also helps coach at ASU, I believe, who's a State Farm agent in Tempe area. And he's good friends with Randy, so him and Randy have been texting back and forth. And Arizona State guys have come down like the last 2 years to do wrestling camps here. And so I've wrestled with some of them, and I guess they like the way I wrestle. So they got a hold of the coaches, and the coaches got a hold of me. So, yeah.
So, Harrison, did you have any other schools show interest? I mean, what ultimately made you decide on Arizona State? What did you like most about that program over some of the others?
I did talk to some, like Kadrin and stuff, but just the level of competition and practice partners you have at Arizona State is insane. So, and their head coach, Zeke Jones, was the world and Olympic coach for a long time before he went to Arizona State. So just the level of coaching and practice partners is like top level. So,
and it doesn't snow in May.
Yep, warm.
Well, Harrison, this is kind of a neat deal because you talk about going out to Pennsylvania and training with the Penn State team. Part of that is due because your older brother Austin is out there. Austin was just named academic All-American or All-Conference there. I know it was an academic kudos that he got there. But kind of talk how that has played out and how that's impacted your process over the last few years, being able to go and wrestle and kind of rub shoulders with a program like that.
Yeah, so he's been out there, and he's made lots of good friends, especially with Kale Sanderson. So going out there and just not – so I wasn't necessarily allowed to, like, talk to the coaches just because I was too young. It was against recruiting guidelines. But just being able to, like, watch practice, and then when I was able to qualify to wrestle at the RTC there and just wrestling with some of the guys while I was there, and it's just cool to just watch how they act and wrestle. Like, there's no swearing in the wrestling room. There's none of that. It's just pure, just they're all having fun. They play dodgeball, and it's just like it's almost like the mindset is what got it for me, is just they're just having fun, and it helps them get better way faster than other people who think just wrestling is just a grind. If you're having fun while you're doing it, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but just having fun while you're doing it is just what's helped me, I feel like, just get to another level.
Harrison Hoops joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So, Harrison, as you prepare to head now into the Pac-12, a collegiate level, really good wrestling program, when you look back at your time with Coach Clark and the staff that he had while you were in high school, what are some of the key things that you learned as a Brave that you think are going to help you now as a Sun Devil?
Of course, a lot of the wrestling technique that they show, but also Star Valley Wrestling has it, just the tradition of being gritty. So when we're down by points, we come back, or if we're tired, we keep wrestling hard. So I think that's what Coach Clark and his staff has instilled in a lot of us, is just keep going, keep going.
Harrison, you kind of touch on that, but obviously you have a family tradition and then the tradition of the program. What would you tell some of the kids upcoming and maybe new to the program or ones that are coming back next year? What would you leave them with as far as words of advice?
Just keep trying your hardest and keep working hard. And then if you have the opportunity to wrestle at another level, just I'd strongly suggest taking it, because it's going to open up a lot of doors for you.
Well, Harrison, thanks for your time. I think one more question is, you talked about how you got to play dodgeball with Penn State. How good of a dodgeball player are you, man? Did you hold your own?
Oh, no, not at all. I was getting killed.
Harrison, when you aren't on the wrestling mat, when you're not doing wrestling things, which I know is a lifestyle, so it's more than just being in the wrestling room, but what other hobbies do you have? And when you go to school, maybe what's your field of study? What do you hope to study at Arizona State?
So I kind of like fishing, but I don't have a whole lot of time to do that. But yeah, that's probably the top one. And then right now my major is graphic design, so I have a little business thing I'm doing right now where I just do like edits for people and stuff. So hopefully that'll take off eventually.
Very cool. All right. Well, that's Harrison Hoops with now Arizona State Wrestling. Congratulations to you, Harrison, and wish you the best of luck.